Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. You're listening to Let's Talk Pella. Today on the program, we're going to hear from Jill Villalobos at the Comfort House. She's going to tell us about Pella Regional Health Center's annual holiday memorial, Light Up a Life. All right, today we're going to be talking about Pella Regional Health Center's annual memorial services around the holidays, and there's an event planned for early December. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Sure. Our annual memorial benefit called Light Up a Life will be held this year on Tuesday, December 4th at 6:30 p.m. at Trinity Reformed Church here in Pella. We will have the Madrigal Singers joining us from 6 to 6:30. So if people would like to come a little early and enjoy the Madrigal Singers, we'd love to have them.
No, what will they be singing?
They're going to just do a variety of Christmas carols to start the evening.
And so what is the memorial side of the event?
The memorial side of the event is a program to remember and honor those we've loved and lost through hospice and in our community over the past 12 months.
You know, the holidays can be kind of a tough time if you've lost someone. Does it help to have a memorial where you can see that you're not alone in that around the holidays?
It absolutely does. You know, grief can be pretty isolating and pretty overwhelming at times, especially during the holiday season. And so to come and know that you're absolutely not alone and to get the support that our team is able to offer makes the holidays just a little bit easier.
So how long have you been doing this event?
We've been doing this event as long as hospice has been in operation here in Pella.
And is it usually pretty well attended?
It is. We have a nice crowd that comes, and there's always room for more. The program begins at Trinity Reformed and then actually ends at the Comfort House, where we have a tree lighting ceremony. We're changing up the tree lighting ceremony a little bit, and it will be held adjacent to our memorial garden. So we'll have chairs and seats for those that need them. Otherwise, folks can stand and watch as the trees are lit up. In addition, the American Legion here in Pella this year has donated lights to have a tree honoring our veterans. So in addition to our memorial tree and the memorial tree for our infants that have been lost, we will also have a tree lit honoring our veterans and their service.
So what was the tree lighting like before?
It was very similar. We had a couple of trees in front of the house that were lit in memory of adults we've loved and lost, as well as infants or babies through miscarriage. We're just shifting that to stage it close to our memorial garden, a little more intimate, a little more private memorial setting this year.
What do you find people talk with each other about at this event?
You know, I think they talk about shared experiences. They remember those that they've lost and talk to each other about how they're coping through the holidays and what their plans are and finding new ways to create holiday memories without their loved one present.
And I imagine it's when you've lost your loved one and you're trying to look for new memories and maybe try and shy away from some of the old ones, it's good to have the community around and know that there are community events that you can go to.
Absolutely. You know, support and just the strength and help of others makes the holidays a lot easier.
So how can people learn more about this event or about dealing with the loss of a loved one?
They can go to our Pella Regional website, which is www.pellahealth.org. There's information on our site about this memorial benefit event. And they're also free to call the Comfort House, and we'd be happy to share information with them about our bereavement services as well as about the event.
And one more time, when is this event and how can people attend it? Do they need to register or anything?
They absolutely don't need to register. The event is Tuesday, December 4th at 6:30 at Trinity Reformed Church here in Pella. Again, the Madrigal Singers will come at 6, so people are welcome to come a little bit early. And then it'll be followed by the tree lighting at the Comfort House with refreshments after that.
All right, well, thanks for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella, and we've heard from Jill Villalobos at the Comfort House. She's told us about Pella Regional Health Center's annual holiday memorial called Light Up a Life. Keep it tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Today's official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast is next.